This is Master Daniel Pacina from Mortal Kombat. You know me as Johnny Cage, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Reptile, Smoke, Mute Sightbot, and you're listening to the Game Fix Show. So get over here and get caged.
Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario. Woohoo!
I'm here to kick ass and listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to Game Fix.
It's Game Fix Podcast.
I like to tune into the Game Fix Show.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here if you're not facebook.com/gamefixshow.
That's right. Yeah, there's a couple places you guys can find us. The easiest place to find us, obviously, is our website, gamefixshow.com. You can see our links in the top right-hand corner. Sean, yes, we are a day late. I was out of town yesterday, so this is what we're doing. So Monday night, we are doing this live Monday night, it's now 9:15, but yeah, we got it. But if you're listening to the recorded version, it really doesn't matter what time we do this. You listen either way. So, all right, well, without further ado, we got a lot going on. Verlaine's back first. Hi, Verlaine. Is everything, you're good?
Hi. Right. How's everybody doing? Yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool. I just moved. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What's worse than moving?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? You nailed it. Absolutely nothing. It's the worst thing ever, but we're good. I'm here. It's all good. So I'm broadcasting from my new digs. Yay. All right. Mm-hmm. But anyway. Sweet. Yeah, but there's some video game stuff we got to get to. Who cares about me, right? We got to get to some new Blizzard stuff, of course. They seem to always be in the news, but, you know, this is what we do. Square Enix is very disappointed. And they should be, because so are we. And then there's a U.S. senator that is very upset. I can't wait to talk about that. yes, so we'll get to that plus a whole lot more. So please bear with us as we get through the news. Yeah. All right. We got to talk about what we've been gaming, of course. Verlaine, you weren't here last week, so I'm going to give you the honors this week. What have you been gaming this week?
All right. So I tried playing some more Aliens mm-hmm. with Jack, and it won't work. It won't work.
No, it's like, broken. The game's broken.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand how it's not fixed by now. Like, did they not play the game through on every, like, the only thing I can think of is that it's kind of like the whole CD Projekt Red thing, where Cyberpunk doesn't work with the oldest consoles.
Right.
Because it feels kind of like that.
Let me give you a little hint. It doesn't work with the new console either.
Well, so.
But anyway.
I don't know anyone that has the game and that has the Series X.
Okay.
To know if it even, because like,
yeah, I don't know.
When I look up the error, it's not really there. It people acknowledge it, but nobody fixes it. Which leads me to believe maybe people aren't getting that error on the other, like on PC or PlayStation.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
Because we can't beat the game. Like, it's too stuttery. Like, at first, it like doesn't matter. It's like, it almost is like cheating because you're just breezing through it. But then at the end, it's unplayable and you can't win. It's just chaos. I don't get it. And you can only unlock the new character and the new mode if you beat that last level.
Of course. That's really what it is.
And you can't do it. You cannot do it. So it's stupid.
That's stupid.
And I found myself like, I don't know what it was. Me and Jack played a bunch of VR games. Like, we did Squadrons again, which was cool. Flashpoint, Zero Dawn, that's on like its sixth season. And then I was like by myself and I didn't have a game to play. And I'm like, I don't want to do Beat Saber. So I'm going to just, I guess I might as well play a new game. And I played that PlayStation Plus VR game that was free, Until You Fall. When we watched the trailer, like, it looked dumb as shit. Like, because it shows the line where you have to match up your sword to block, and then the one, there's another line on the enemy to where you slash. And it's like, how can that even be fun? You're just holding it there, and then you're slashing when they tell you to. Dude, the game is not like that at fucking all. That game is so awesome. Like, I can't stop playing the game.
Really?
It is like VR Dead Cells. Those lines are only for blocking. You can hit anytime you want, but when that thing comes up for the offensive, like, slash lines, that just helps get more energy. Like, you hit them harder if you do that. Like, it's part of a combo string. So I'm playing it, and I'm like, all right, this is kind of cool. Like, it's not exactly like you're not, but then it was slow. And then I got to a boss, and then it was like fast. And then I got to another boss, and it incorporates dodging to the left and right and ducking because he swings this huge hammer.
Oh, geez.
And then I finally beat the first, like, big, big boss. And you don't kill it. It gets away. But now there's sorcerers who, while I'm fighting these dudes, are throwing fireballs at me that I have to constantly look over and hit with my thing or block. Like, dude, the game's fucking amazing. Like, it's so good.
That's cool.
It's so good. It would be so awesome as a co-op game, but fuck, dude, if anybody has VR, PlayStation VR, it's on Oculus. It's been on it for a while, but PlayStation, it's free this month. Fuck, play this game, dude. It's such a work. It's more of a workout than Beat Saber. Like, I love it, wow. Dude. I love it.
Okay. That's awesome.
It's so good.
All right. Right on. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, I've been playing a lot of Far Cry 6. Obviously I haven't really played a lot this week, cause I've been moving all week. So there was about 5 days during the week that I couldn't game at all, but I did manage to get some gaming in late last night and, Monday night, Tuesday night. But after that, everything was in boxes and I couldn't really do anything until, and I finally got internet. It's all good. Like, we're set. We're good. Now, what did you say? It's on PlayStation VR and what else?
Oculus.
You mean this?
Yeah, nice.
I got Sweet. It. I got it, man.
Awesome.
I literally picked it up today. I haven't even opened it, so.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. It's awesome.
So I actually picked it up before I got to work, and it's been sitting in my car all day. So here it is, and nice. It's still boxed up. But I will get to this definitely this week, so I can tell you guys next week how I liked it and what I didn't like and whatever. Yeah. So
you'll love it.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. So, So that's about it. You know, it wasn't too much, but yeah, it was a lot of moving and it sucks, but it's okay. We're good. It's all good. We're going to get back to video games. That's what we do.
And you have an empty house for the VR. It's going to be sweet.
Yeah, dude. I got to get you over here. You got to see this basement set up. It's sweet. Yeah, it's like a whole gaming basement. It's going to be... Well, at this point, it's kind of like there's boxes everywhere, but like eventually it's going to be great. Yeah. So I'm excited. Yeah. All right. So we have some Blizzard news, and I feel like I just want to kind of get that out of the way. So we're going to start with it. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Diablo 4, Overwatch 2... they're saying maybe delayed till 2023. How surprised are you at this? Because I'm not.
Yeah, it doesn't even mean it's going to be. Like, this could be sure. Kind of them saying, when all this shit's done and it's over, we'll get back to it.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I guarantee you, once this stuff is done and everything is justified and everybody is like, you know, I think that at that moment, we'll hear like, you know, hey, Overwatch coming out earlier than expected, you know, like 2022 now and not 2021, although 2022 soon. Either way, it doesn't matter. It fucking doesn't matter because it's Overwatch. It's a game that, like all of their games, they don't need to make a sequel and people will keep playing Overwatch. Like to this day, I play every day and I can still get into matches instantly. Boom, boom, like that. Never do I have to wait. Never.
It's true.
Like, there's constantly new people. That it's one game that never had to go free to play, like never had to get on Game Pass or anything like that. Nope. or like, you know, games with gold,
well,
or anything.
It's such a well-made game. Everything about it is well-made. The voiceover, the all the way down to just, you know, looking around. Like, everything about the game is just really well-made.
Yeah, even if all of this controversial stuff wasn't going on, I think that they would still, if they were smart, be doing this, because if they're smart, they really should be thinking, like, damn, like, do we really need this game right now? Do we need it right now? Because how many people actually have made the leap to the next gen consoles as opposed to not?
Yep.
Probably not a lot. So why don't we wait, give them as much stuff as we can fit on an Overwatch, you know, this generation. And then once we realize everybody is now like made the jump, because it happens when Xbox, you almost feel it. Mm-hmm. And then they pretty much say, hey, we're shutting off this, all these servers from the past. When that happens, then you know what? Give us the next mode that couldn't work, or try to get the mode onto this Overwatch and just, you know, screw that. Like, really, does Overwatch like need a single player or a co-op campaign?
No.
Like,
no.
What makes it what it is the way that it is.
Right. Yeah, multiplayer is the way you play Overwatch, for sure.
Yeah. Like,
Yeah, I mean, like, the only thing closest that we have to that is, like, all the, like, the little offshoot things that they have. Like,
right.
Little
and
events
just,
and stuff. But
if that's all you played, like, even if they were there the whole time, they would get boring and tired and dumb. Because it's still, like, you're still limited by who your character is.
Yes.
So it's not like a Call of Duty or anything like that. Like, or it's just, you know, some guys don't work in that scenario by themselves anyways. And then they're going to be adding a lot of moves. That's the only interesting part is, but I don't know. Diablo 4, I don't know. I'm not a Diablo fan. I think that's the same thing. I mean, they just remastered the second one.
Exactly.
And people ate it up.
Yep.
So just fucking like ride it. Like, who cares? I'm sure like not a lot of people even fucking give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not only that, but I guess, you know, just like you and I, we're not surprised by this. Obviously, with all the shit that's been going on with Blizzard Entertainment and Activision and all that, this is not a surprise. This is like, okay, yeah, it should be delayed. You guys got to figure this out. Like, get your shit together.
Remember, though, like 3 weeks ago, they teased that Bastion and gave us some information on Moira.
Yeah.
Overwatch 2, and then they go and delay it.
And I mean, last week you weren't on the show, but you know, we announced that they canceled BlizzCon, so that's not happening. You know, so there's just a lot of things that they're doing that I think they're trying, they're finally figuring out that they need to put the brakes on a little bit, and I think that's the right thing to do at this point. I know somebody just left. Someone was there for like 3 months and they left. Man, it must be so toxic to work there. I feel bad for all the good. All the good.
It's so crazy, though, because when you think Blizzard Activision with all of this stuff, like, and it maybe it's a dick thing for me to say, but I would associate this with the Activision part of it when I think of both of them, you know, because Activision's the ones that seem to fucking not give a shit about the cheaters and how they cheat, like, as long as they get their money, as long as they're pumping out a Call of Duty every year.
Sure,
except when it comes to this culture and shit, Activision, they're just going along their business, dude. They got a new game coming out. They got all this shit going on. Nobody's saying anything about Activision, anything. It's all Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Blizzard. That's what's crazy. Because Blizzard's supposed to be out of the two. They're the nice guys. They're like, oh, you know, here.
It turns out they are not.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy. That's just nuts, dude.
That's how it goes, man. Again, we're not getting Overwatch 2 at least anytime soon, it seems. But we will, however, get a name change explanation in the new Overwatch Blood comic that's coming out. So it'll explain the McCree's name change to Cole Cassidy. Are you excited about this? Do you even care?
No, I would think...
Because I don't care.
I don't think they should do it. That's like calling attention to...
Well, that's
like,
what they're doing. They're calling attention when they changed the name.
Yeah.
You know?
So they should have just... Look, they changed the name. Way to go. It fit. We got over it. Like, you told us...
We're good.
That you told us that Soldier was gay. We didn't need to see a comic with him, like, humping another dude. We were like, hey, that's cool. Whatever. But, like, you changed the name of this character for fourth wall reasons... And then we accept it. Everybody's cool. Doesn't say shit. People still play with them. I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
So like either you or Jack said something. And then they put a comic book out. That's just not only well, like, yeah.
I mean,
sure,
to be fair, they've put out a bunch of digital comic books.
Yeah,
because that's what
it is.
Digital,
do. But so, you know, most of the comics are kind of pseudo introducing a new character or explaining like the origin of a, because we have some of his origin already.
I know. Well, there you go. This will be one of those explanations. I expect.
Well, dude, this is I think this shouldn't have been explained. This didn't need to be explained. Like, we get it. We get it.
Well. I think they're just trying to do the right thing, like overly do the right thing because of this law, you know, because of the lawsuit. So they're trying to make face. They're trying to prove that they are still a good quality company. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm just whatever. We're gonna find out either way why they changed his name and blah blah blah. But I don't know. Will I care? Nope. I don't care.
Yeah.
They could have said, you know what? He doesn't have a name anymore. And I'd be like, fine. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't know.
They honestly, look, they could have not even changed his name.
Yeah.
And people would have been all right. They would have just never mentioned it. And then just keep him out of the second one. There you go. No one's going to question it after a while.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I hope they figure it out.
It's not like that's the only Jesse McCree that exists.
Yes. Yes. Wait, is there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the actual.
That's right. I mean, you know, there's more on Earth.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, like, well, the guy that was let go from... Never mind. All right. All right. Before we move on, let me talk about this. Next weekend, Verlaine, you're going to be at this event.
Yes.
Called the Cleveland Gaming Classic. Last year, we did a... because of COVID, we did it like a digital version of it. And I have the video. I should post it just so you guys kind of get an idea of what we did last year. And it's going to be completely different this year. It's an actual venue. It's going to be at Wagner's of Westlake, just like it was 2 years ago. But this time around, if you noticed at the beginning of the episode, we played Daniel Pacino. He was a guest on our show. Well, you're actually going to get a chance to meet the master Daniel Pacino. There, he's one of the guests, and appearing next to him will be Carrie Hoskins. She's the one that played Sonya Blade in the first game. So that's really cool.
She played Sonya Blade. Look, she was Sonya Blade in 3 and 4.
Yeah.
She was one of the Kia in Sub-Zero Mythologies. She was in War Gods, NBA Jam. She was a cheerleader. She was in Revolution X. She was in. She's the motion capture in Killer Instinct, the new one for Maya, and a bunch of NBA Jam games. So any game that was digitized like that, she was in a lot of those games.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know that. That's. I thought it was just Mortal Kombat. But yeah, dude, she's gonna be there too.
Yep. So that's really cool. If you've ever guys want to meet those people, yes, go check that out. That is. This coming Saturday, right? Saturday, November 13th.
I'll instigate something.
I hope so. But yeah, this is, it's a big event. It's a 10-hour event. So like it is there all day. There'll be arcades, right? There'll be gaming consoles. There'll be just different things. And of course, there'll be Game Fix. So you can say hello to everybody.
Come say hi.
Yes, yes. You got to talk to her. we got to get her on the show. That's for sure. But anyway, that's here nor there. So go check that out. Look for that if you guys wanted to do that. Yeah, this weekend at Wagner's of Westlake. Okay. Before we move on to the next story, though, the retro reboot this week that Mike puts out every week. This week he's doing a classic. Oh yeah, he's doing a classic. It's going to be Altered Beast for the Sega Genesis. It's one of those games that just kind of, it's to me, it's like if you say Sega Genesis, it might be the first game I think of.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's that common, but it's a great game, and it's just as frustrating as it is great.
Yeah,
I know you played it a lot. So
I liked it.
Yeah, it's good.
All those games, any type of like morphing game, like there's a lot. Like you keep grabbing the same like orb, and you get more and more and more. Like I like those kind of games.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So look for that tomorrow, or excuse me, tomorrow. Tuesday, like around noon, 1 o'clock. So that's when he puts it out on the website, gamefixshow.com. Also on gamefixshow.com is his review of the what's the, well, he has an alter ego.
Yeah.
You know, his name is Colonel Fancy, mm-hmm. which I really enjoy yes. saying. He did a review. You guys check that out. It's a video review. So you should definitely see what it's all about. Yeah. All right. So other than that, there's a lot of stuff on the website. It's not just that. So go check that out. So, okay, let's go on to Fortnite, because I'm sure that's what you want to talk about. Yeah, I'm sure you do. So it turns out Fortnite is shutting down. It's true. Fortnite shutting down finally, but just in China, not in America. it's no surprise. Obviously, you know, China, their government has been, you know, taking things away from people since the beginning of time. And this is no exception. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but right? I don't know. There's not much to say about it other than,
well,
yeah.
Actually, there is a lot to say that they actually had to cancel, shut down, and pretty much go away from China with this law. Only because that is how monetarily based their business plan is, that the game cannot exist without what China is banning. All the other games could do things like, okay, we'll just make loot boxes free. We get enough money from the other countries. Oh, our game can live without loot boxes. Maybe our game doesn't have loot boxes. But they're just flat out like, dude, we can't live without you guys buying this shit. So, like, peace. Like, they didn't even hang around.
Yeah.
Because that's all they like, Fortnite is, like, that's all it is right now. I mean, obviously, it's a free game, so it's got to be.
Right.
But even games that are free could, like, you know, there's a way, I'm sure. I mean, or, you know, like, you know, the rest of the world is pretty much paying for China's 3 hours a day to play.
Yeah.
But Jesus, whatever. I mean, it must not be that big a deal anyways.
Yeah, I don't think it is. It's like, it's whatever. What's a bigger deal is this other Fortnite news. If you guys heard about it, this past week, there was a concert for Travis Scott, and there was a shooter, and there was a lot of people that passed away, and it's terrible. It's an awful tragedy. Well, because of that, I think this is kind of like an obvious thing. I kind of expected that to happen when I heard this happen. Fortnite is pulling Travis Scott emote following the concert's tragedy. So it's not surprising, but it's just unfortunate. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's just another one of those Fortnite, like, why the hell is it in this game, right? Like, but...
Because he's popular.
Because he's popular, that's it. So, yeah. So, unfortunately, if you want the Travis Scott emote, it's gone. Poof.
Now you can sell your whatever console that has Fortnite on it with that emote for lots of
money. God. People are ridiculous. I would never buy that. But I guess there's somebody up there that would. Yeah. All right. The next thing, this is fun. This is really funny because I agree with them in this case. Square Enix, you know Square Enix, right? The creators of the new Marvel's Avengers game.
Yes, and Final Fantasy.
And Final Fantasy and all that. They are calling Marvel's Avengers disappointing. I agree. But it was like, I feel like it's something we all knew, right? Like, it was something that they haven't admitted quite yet until now. But the company's still not giving up on any live service games, so we're still going to get bullshit from them down the road.
this aspect, this type of game, like, it doesn't... I think it's just a fad, honestly. I mean, it worked. Like,
oh, yeah.
The only game that really, like, struck it with it was fucking Destiny.
Yep.
Every other game kind of, like, doesn't work. The single player stuff, like, if you just play it as a story, it's not bad. It's not bad. I enjoyed Anthem because I don't get fucking mathematical about the shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what pops out of a random fucking box because it's random. So I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I may get something every time I kill the dumbest fucking enemy. I'm not going to switch to it. I think that's stupid.
Yeah.
I'll play the games and, like, not upgrade shit for a while just because why not? So I never see the problem when they're like, oh, this game is fucking garbage. Like, okay, like, repetitive, yes, but, like, I kind of enjoy beating the shit out of nobody anyways. Like, that works for me. So I don't know, man. Like, they should just figure, they should just figure out something to do. Like, this, just switch the whole type of fucking everything. Like, we just jump back in this game and it's completely different from last time we played.
Yeah.
So much so that I never wanted to play again because they changed it so much. Whoever is running shit over there, they don't know maybe what's going on, because you can't do that. You're like, you already know people dropped off. You can't have them come back to a brand new game. You can't, because then they have to relearn the shit.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I would, dude, I, the reason they're still around is one reason, and it's Spider-Man. They promised Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. They have to give us Spider-Man. When Spider-Man comes out on this game, everyone will play it again at least once.
Yeah, at least once. That's exactly
so
right.
They got it. They have a new update coming out on the 30th. Dude, they have to fucking make it good. Yep. They got to make it good. Like, because if we didn't have the issues that we had when we jumped back in, where you guys had to start over because the crossover shit doesn't work,
right,
PS4 to PS5, like, it might have been a fun experience. Like, doing the danger room, but, you know, like, I have fun doing this stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So, the graphics are good. The fighting's not bad. The upgrades and abilities and the fact that you can change them up to actually have a different play style is sweet, too.
Yeah.
I think people are just getting too mathematical, man. They don't like what's coming out of loot boxes or...
Is it true? Bocephus is claiming that you were against math. Is that true?
Math? I don't even believe math is a real thing. Like, I think it's just made up.
It is. Everything's made up.
Like, somebody came up with letters, and then they're like...
Literally, numbers. Verlaine, everything is made up.
Everything is made up.
Everything.
Numbers is just anti-letters. That's it.
You know, it's like saying, you know, that's a made up word. You know, like, all words are made up. Yeah, like, all of them. So, all right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. It's disappointing. Yes, we know. They did put out a statement. Would you like me to read it?
Sure.
We apologize for not responding sooner to your concerns about the addition of paid consumables in the marketplace. We introduced them as an option for evolving player base and did not see them as pay to win, since they don't offer power directly. After considering your feedback, we have decided that by the end of today, which was 6 days ago, November 2nd, so it's already done. By the end of today, we will remove Heroes Catalysts and Fragment Extractors for purchase. They will continue to be earnable rewards, and those already owned are still usable. We hope that this can be the first step of rebuilding your confidence in us as a team. It continues to be our goal to make the very best game possible. Thank you for being part of Marvel's Avengers community. Okay, fine, whatever.
You saw what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
They're trying to do what we always talked about being the fucking biggest problem they're going to come across in a game like this when they introduce new characters. Yep. They all start at one. So then some fucking brilliant asshole who doesn't think things through was like, oh, I know, we'll just make it so they can buy it so they can hurry up and catch up to all their other characters. But and thinking no one else is going to use that to like exploit it or like further their, you know, like, and honestly, it's not like it's a PvP game.
No,
dude.
It's not.
So who gives a shit? If you want to max out your character, then fine. I'm not going to play with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, I don't know, whatever. Again, that's like useless bitching. Like, complain about something like, hey, every time I punch a guy, it fucking freezes my game, or like the alien problem that I have. That's worth fucking bitching about. Not this shit. And it's almost like they know it. It's like, because they're coming out a lot saying we're disappointed, but then they like emphasize like blah, 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 blah. Like, it's never something about the actual game, like the gameplay. Like, oh, why is Iron Man's height only capped at so high? No one's ever said that. It's like, how come fucking this guy's power is so high because he spent $5?
It's weird because that game is set up so strangely, because, you know, if I'm level one and you're level 150,
we
can, but like every hit that I make, takes as much away that you would take away. So really the levels don't even matter at the end of the day. So I don't know. I honestly, you think, math isn't real. I don't think. The upgrade or the leveling up on the Avengers is real. I think
that's math.
It's a
fear. You're on my side, dude.
All right, now, okay. All right, talk me into it. Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. Whatever. Do what you gotta do. Good luck to them. Hopefully, they can figure this all out. I don't know. Are you ready for another Skyrim release?
Mm-hmm. Totally. I've been fucking waiting.
Yeah. Well, Skyrim remastered. Bethesda's letting it rip, if you will. It will cost $50 or $20 for an upgrade.
From what?
I guess from the last console, right?
If you have it on PS4 and yeah. for PlayStation 5 digitally then only. They'll save money. And yeah. see it in your. As well, it should be, but shit, dude.
Man. Why isn't Skyrim free at this point?
Why are they just not letting it the fuck go? It cannot be a classic if it keeps growing.
I know. It's like every year they seem to put out a different version of it somewhere.
I think the only version worth getting would be the VR one. I haven't played it yet, but like if I was going to play a version of Skyrim that wasn't Skyrim, I'd play a VR Skyrim. Because that's the only thing different you can do.
Yeah, see, there you go. Tom Jenkins, you know, from...
Cleveland Gaming Classic.
From the Cleveland Gaming Classic. He's in the chat room. He just says, I do love me some Skyrim, but I've bought it about 3 times already. So are you going to buy it again, Tom? That's what we'd like to know.
Is it going to be on the Switch?
Probably.
Because it'd be portable Skyrim, and that you don't have.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, God. Oh, I need that. Right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So, yeah, pay $50 for it if you want it.
Just start all over.
You know, I've never actually beaten Skyrim. You know, I beat every game, but I didn't beat that one because, and I'll tell you why... the disc that I owned for Skyrim got scratched or something, and I get to a certain point and the game fucks up and I can't play it, and I've never gotten past, like, I've flew on the back of the one dragon to get to that other place so I could fight the bigger dragon, and I can't get past the door because it fucks up every time. It was very disappointing. I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm not gonna finish this one. So yeah, does that bode well for me to buy it? I doubt it. I don't think I'm gonna be it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's an excuse to have bought it again back when it happened.
Back when it happened,
not like
maybe, yeah.
10-20 years later.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next thing. This is I think this files under the column of not surprised. There was a big rumor going around that Rockstar was going to put out a sequel to Bully, okay? After certain consideration or whatever, they're saying it may have been canceled. And everyone's wondering why. Well, I'll tell you why. In the midst of this cancel culture that we're all going through right now, to put out a game about bullying would be a completely wrong move for them. So this is not surprising to me. Is it surprising to you?
No. And dude, this, I guarantee this was never, it's not even a thing. Like, no. They probably were never, ever, ever planning on making a sequel to this game because, like, of dude, this bullying stuff, this became like, kind of like a really like bad thing when my daughter was little, and this was like 14 years ago.
Yeah.
So like that's not going to change. Just like you're never going to see video games with rape in it or like child molestation and shit like that. Like there's certain things you will not get in a game, and now bullying, like that was the window. That was them pushing the limit. Like they went from Grand Theft Auto to riots for no reason to bullying, and then bullying is where they were like, because that came out also I think around the time Manhunt came out, and for some reason Manhunt was like this big huge deal, like censored in Germany and shit, like big time. So like that was it. That was them like going right up to the line and saying, hey, we exist, and then they're just like, they're done.
Yeah.
PTA pulls in so much money anyways, dude, and then they do Red Dead. There is zero reason to risk their company for Bully.
Yep, I agree. That's a great way to put it, because I think that would actually hurt them more than help them. You know, obviously, yeah. Rockstar and, well, I guess it's Take-Two Interactive as well, right? Yeah. I mean, Rockstar is probably not hurting for money at right? Like, so it's like, to them, it's probably like, yeah, whatever, we could just file this and this is never going to happen, right? Yeah, but it's not surprising. I get it. It's fine.
It that's like a certain, even playing a game, like, you got to think that's like a certain emotional, like, level that you get on, because even in GTA right now, you can just push people into traffic, shoot them for no reason, stab them. You could beat them up, but they're NPCs and they die quickly and they're gone. But with a game like Bully, that's like developing like a relationship with this NPC and beating his ass on a regular basis. And yeah, that takes more than just like a dumb gamer mind, dude. Right. That's like pinpointing something and like specifically, like, I don't know, man, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, but not surprising, right? Like, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
So, the long-awaited sequel.
And what, like, how do you make a sequel to a story about a bully? Like, even if you're the good guy, like, I mean,
yeah,
still a story about a bully.
Well, he moved to college. Now he's bullying people.
He's bullying people, or he's getting bullied in college, like nerds. Yeah. Revenge of the Nerds.
That'd be cool. That actually might be good. No, that wouldn't be good. That would be
all right, here you go. Here's a random question.
Yeah.
Random question.
Go ahead.
What movie needed to have a video game back in the day but never got one that you think should have had a video game?
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Like, for a while, me, it was Avengers. Square, and that was like 15 years of me wanting an Avengers game, because since the Avengers movie came out, we never got one. But like, even further back, they used to put games out for every movie that came out.
Yeah.
But there were some that didn't get them.
Hmm. I'd have to think about that. Let me think about it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Braveheart. That's not good. Never mind. All right. that would be Braveheart. Actually, I don't know. A war game is cool, right?
Yeah.
Kind of cool. Actually, it was funny because what's the one game where you could be one of three different characters and sword fight? What was that called? I can't remember the name of it now. It didn't do very well, but it was like something. It was actually what I imagined it, like a Braveheart type game would be, and it wasn't. It was just not that good. Yeah. Anybody in the chat room, help me out. That would be nice. Freedom. Yeah, that would be. Yeah. I mean. Yeah, so okay, all right. I don't know, do you have one other than
I mean, I didn't think of one specific. I just thought of a question. Maybe see if, I always if, thought you know, Trouble if, Little if, China.
When you got everyone in the chat room, let us know what one you think. Tom Jenkins, actually, he said Nightmare Before Christmas the game.
I think that's true.
Is there not one of those? I'm actually surprised there's not.
I don't know. See, I want to say Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I think there might be one in you know, Big Trouble in Little China would semi be like kind of like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Like, you would just be one character moving on to save the girl. Like
Bloodsport, maybe?
Bloodsport and slash kickboxer, because we got Pit Fighter.
Right. What's the what's the Patrick Swayze movie? Come on.
Ghost?
Not Ghost. That would be crazy.
Roadhouse,
yeah.
Roadhouse would be cool if you're just a bouncer at a bar and you gotta kick out the bad dude.
That actually would be a good VR game, right?
Oh, that would be sweet.
Yeah.
If that drunken bar fight was actually you're the bouncer and you have to, like, that's why you're fighting him and throwing him out of the bar.
Bocifa says Iron Giant. That's not bad.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad. I could go for that. I can't go for that. All right. All right. Let's move on. Are you ready? Devolver Digital has gone public. They have. Oh, they're public now. With Sony, actually, acquiring a minority stake. Ooh, what does that even mean? I don't even know.
Like, what game do these guys make that matter? Nothing.
I should know that.
Hotline Miami.
Hotline Miami. Yeah, that's
never
that's
played nice. It. What kind of game is that? Is that one of those pixel games I like?
Ish.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, good for them. Like, I don't get it though, because they're a publishing company. So their company is saying, we have enough money to get your game off the ground.
But then they're being bought by
another company.
Hotline Miami is like that one game where you go to a party and you murder everybody.
Party Hard.
Party Hard is kind. It has the same feel to it. Yeah.
So let's say, okay, so all right, then I guess, because look, I'm not obviously a fan of indie games at all, but there are indie games that I love, and I love Tiny Build, the developers Tiny Build. They make the games like that one, Streets of Rogue is the recent one I'm playing. It's always pixel art. Games like Party Hard. I don't think Tiny Build did Party Hard, but those kind of games, if they were bought and like by like Sony and stuff, I think that would be good for them is what I would say, but I don't think it's good for anyone but them. Like, I think it's more like PlayStation just kind of like, hey, let's just keep an eye on these guys. Put some money in now, see what happens. I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I really don't care, because like it's not like Microsoft buying Sega. Like, that's something that's worth some fucking like, what the fuck? But like, this is like, okay, you bought an indie publisher. Great. You didn't even buy the fucking companies that make the games. You bought the company that publishes the games, which means now you're going to be publishing the games, I guess. And that company is going to kind of be dissolved.
Yeah, more or less.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I can't go for that.
No can do. See, now you got in your head. Good. Good. Screw you. All right. Go Devolver Digital. how about this? Ooh, this is fun. Ooh, I bet you're going to be really excited about this. Netflix, I know we're not talking about movies, nor I'm talking about TV at this point, but Netflix gaming service is now available in the US. Are you excited about this?
No, but is it tagged onto the normal subscription?
I don't really know the answer to that. I don't think it is.
So
I'm sure it's a paid service on top of.
So I don't know, because look, they only have literally a handful of games.
Yeah.
And their games can be played on Netflix via pushing left and right on, and you know, making a choice between two things or whatever.
Stranger Things 3, the game.
And I believe that's the same thing. It's kind of like something that you could play with the fucking Netflix remote,
right?
Using just the directions and on your phone. So that being said, I don't give a shit how good you think the game is. If I can play it with a fucking Netflix remote, I don't want to.
I don't want to. I agree. I completely agree. I mean, this is a niche thing, right? Like, this isn't for the everyday gamer. It really isn't.
It would have to become something like Game Pass or the X Cloud. It would have to be X Cloud, new games, a controller, give us a Netflix controller or Bluetooth or whatever the fuck. You let us use the controller of whatever we're watching Netflix on, maybe. Then we'll talk. But most likely what you're watching Netflix on is a video game console, possibly. And you already have streaming of the games.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so weird. I mean, you'll be able, they're just mobile games, right? I mean, they're glorified mobile games.
Yeah, and you know what? Amazon Smart TVs. Is it Amazon? Yeah, the Fire TVs, they have the same kind of thing. Like, you can go in and you can play dumbass fucking games that you could, some of them you can play on the TV remote, and then some you do a Bluetooth controller. And it's the same thing. They're like, yeah, a step up from mobile games, maybe mobile games.
I think, all you need is a Netflix subscription. That's it.
Because they even had that Minecraft, Minecraft story mode was on there. And that's a game that originally came out on Xbox that went over there. You'll get the Telltale games.
Maybe not, because
more controller.
Well, they went under, so that pretty much tells you all you need to know about the games like that, right?
Yeah, and yeah, so.
Well, good luck to Netflix, because they're going to need it. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if they're
going to. I haven't even watched Netflix in so long. I think we canceled our Netflix.
Is that right?
Yeah, just watched Disney and HBO.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, all the good shit comes on those.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Fucking
you're right.
Shit.
Yeah, like HBO Max is so good. At least, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you will never watch the same thing twice if you don't want to. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You will never get through them all.
Oh, except on Xbox. The app on Xbox can't. It's like the Aliens game on Xbox. It's pretty sad.
Mm.
But either way,
they need to
upgrade. It's good. It's still better.
They need to upgrade that. Speaking of Xbox, you can now, I'm glad you brought it up, you can now download on the Xbox Series X and S the original Xbox dashboard. Do you remember the original Xbox dashboard?
Yeah, I turn on my original Xbox every once in a while.
Oh, cool. Cool.
It's like the liquid, like, and it turns into the ball.
Yeah, I think I have it somewhere.
That's odd. I mean, like, why don't you just give us all of them? I mean, I guess it would be kind of cool. I like the Xbox 360.
There it is. Yeah, so it, you know, it has like the green background with the, you know, all that. So I guess that's cool. Whatever. So stupid. Dude, like, who asked for this?
Somebody like request this, and they're like, finally, it's
next
out.
Next thing you're gonna know, they're gonna release the Duke again because that's all we fucking need.
Wait, they did?
Oh, did they? Oh yeah,
they did, didn't they? Yeah, for Xbox One.
I forgot. Why would you even want that? That is the worst controller. Next to the 64 controller. Oh, I'm gonna get hate on that one.
It was very nostalgic when, like, towards the end of the Xbox 360 era, I was looking online and would see like how the old Xbox used to work, where it was just like square tabs that you flip through. And it was crazy, the shit that we dealt with.
Yeah.
And then you got PlayStation over here, not even evolving with their little fucking crossbar. They're really proud of that one. I mean, really, when you turn on the PlayStation, I don't know the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and before, it's just the crossbar. That's like, you don't even get as many icons as you do on the Xbox. At like a stagnant, straight up, you just started the thing, you only get like, you only see certain options, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's not that hard to find things.
I'm not saying it's hard.
Okay.
I'm making fun of PlayStation. I want them to evolve.
All right. I think they're fine. They're doing just fine.
That's what Nintendo says.
They don't need your input. I don't know. Did you know that more people are playing Left 4 Dead 2 than Back 4 Blood?
I do now.
It's true. Like a lot more. It turns out that the Back 4 Blood thing isn't quite setting off like they'd hope it would. But I don't know. Maybe in time.
Nope. Okay. It won't. I mean, look. I'm a fan. I'm a huge Left 4 Dead fan, and I was all about this game. And I played this game. And look, I play Aliens before I play this game.
Yeah.
I think they overdid it, because one thing about Left 4 Dead is it doesn't matter who you are, really, because everybody's the same. You start with a pistol and it's what you grab. And then part of the game is like what you save for other people. Like, hey, I'll take two pistols and you can take the bat, you know, and everybody's on equal footing. There's no running. There's no special abilities. Like, you just like a normal fucking human.
Right.
You have whatever is at your disposal. Like, you don't have abilities. You play a game like Back 4 Blood, not only does everybody have a special ability, which means if I decide to like one trick someone, I won't play anybody else. And if someone else has my character, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
You know, and then like you have to worry about leveling up and the fucking card system. Dude, people who play Left 4 Dead 2 play it for a fucking reason, because it's not everything else. Like, that's what's wrong. Like, that's why none of these games stick. That's why for me, Aliens does, because there really isn't a leveling up. You just get more shit as you progress. You know, I don't know. It's not hard to believe. But I mean, Back 4 Blood, unless you're on Game Pass, it's fucking not free.
Yeah, that's
Left 4 Dead 2 is fucking probably very cheap right now.
Yeah,
but really, like, that's what did it for me. It's just there's just too much to back 4 Blood.
Yeah.
Like, the card system is just, why do I have to choose between a fucking foggy level or everyone I kill explodes? Like, why can't I just play the fucking level normally? Like, that's retarded.
Yeah. I think what they're trying, what they did is they were like, okay, well, you know, obviously it's not Left 4 Dead. It's not Left 4 Dead 3. You know what I mean? So it's almost like, yes, it's very close to the original, but they had to, like, do something else, right? Like, they had to almost make it different. But yeah, I'm with you. It's there's no simple way to play it, right? Like, it's all
it is very hard too. Yeah. Like, Left 4 Dead's hard, but like Left 4 Dead, you kind of understand the director. Like, you know, enemies can't spawn wherever you're looking,
yeah.
and there's certain things that they can't do, and you learn that. And like this one, like, just seems like, dude, I've seen enemies spawn in front of me. Like, it was weird. But I do like the fact that, like, dude, there's enemies that are like the size of a building. You could have that and not have everybody all with all these special abilities,
right?
Like, that throw the Left 4 Dead people in that game or and all the enemies and just strip everything else, and you could have a good game. You could have a good game, because then you rely on like smarts. Like, you take this tunnel, this side of the tunnel, I'll take this side of the tunnel until everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Not like, all right, you activate this ability, I'll throw down my ability, your trap's gonna go off.
Which is, I don't mind playing like that, you know, but yeah.
No, the game like that is, yeah. it's a fine game, but like when you're talking Left 4 Dead people that play Left 4 Dead 1 and Left 4 Dead 2,
yeah.
The same people play Counter-Strike, and that's the same thing. Counter-Strike, people still play it because it's simple. There is no fucking sliding and wall running and shit. Like, you get a fucking gun, everybody's on the same footing. Everyone. You want to run fast, switch to your knife. You know,
yeah. But
everyone's on the same footing at the beginning of the match. You all get money to buy your guns and pick whatever you want.
Yeah.
People like it.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think you're right. I think they just missed the mark. Yeah. Too bad. How sad. We were very excited about it, though. I was like, I really wanted this to be good, but it is what it is.
What if gamers are starting to think, like, kind of associate, like, if you're launching on Game Pass, even though your quality and most people are smart enough to get it, that there's a deal that happened, you're still launching for free. And there's something that, like, the whole thing that caused the console wars is that, you know, if I'm going to spend $500 on something, like, you're kind of like inherently bound to it.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to defend it because you just dump money on it. So if I bought Back 4 Blood and you got Alien for free, by default, I have the better game. That's what people think. Back 4 Blood was free, so everyone got to play it. So it wasn't even only the people that really wanted to play it played it. It's like everyone got to get their fucking dirty little hands on it. Maybe that's what killed it, was the fucking community.
Well,
I don't know.
That's usually how it happens.
But yeah, sometimes, I mean, maybe they're going to learn that, you know, launch first and then go to Game Pass, because it adds a little bit of value to the game when some people, and people will buy it just to play it first. Like, I'm not going to, like, EA, at all the EA access.
Yeah.
I waited a lot of times, but I mean, still, like, they still launch the game in the stores first and then put it on access.
Yeah.
And people still bought the fuck out of Madden knowing it was going to be free in like 6 months.
Right. That's what they got to have it first, Berlin.
Yeah.
Come on. See,
the company's got to feed off first. That.
All right. I'm done with that. Let's move on to some mobile gaming. Are you excited about mobile gaming? No, you're not. No, you're not. As far as this goes, Harry Potter, Wizards Unite, this kind of a Pokemon Go type like game, whatever, augmented reality, all that, is ending in 2022. They are shutting it down, pulling the plug January 31st, 2022. How upset and distraught are you right now because of this?
I'm upset.
No, you're not.
I wonder if the Ghost, I got to check if the Ghostbusters one
got
shut down. Like, that whole local weird gaming, it only works with Pokemon. Because Pokemon, you have to collect. You're forcing people to collect things in every other game.
Yeah.
In Ghostbusters, you go around trying to collect different ghosts in the containment unit. Like, that's not how Ghostbusters is.
No.
Like, it's not a collection game. They're not trying to collect ghosts. They're just taking ghosts and putting them somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, in Harry Potter, what are you collecting? All the fucking little trinkets and dumb bullshit? Like, Harry Potter is not a game that you go around and collect.
Trinkets and dumb bullshit. Apparently, you're not a big Harry Potter fan.
I love the movies.
Oh, really? Okay,
but
me
like,
too.
Yeah, yeah, like if there, and some of the games were sweet. If there was a VR Harry yeah. Potter game, I'd fucking play the shit out of it.
That'd be
for
cool.
sure.
Yeah,
and, then you have voice command. You have a wand.
Yeah, wand and everything.
Hell yeah! Get on the broom. Yeehaw! I'm Harry Potter.
Is that what he sounds like? Yeah.
But whatever, dude. No. Yeah, Pokemon. The game was. It was made for how that is, and that's fucking, they got it. Someone figured it out that was a good way to have a Pokemon VR game without making it VR. Mm-hmm. Everything else is retarded.
Well, yeah. Or stupid, just stupid.
Yeah, they're just stupid.
That's just stupid. Right. Yeah. So again, January 31st, 2022, the A Wizarding World of Harry Potter app game, whatever, is being shut down. So if you're into the game, I guess you have a couple of months to enjoy it. Oh, they left it open during Christmas. Isn't that nice of them?
Yeah. That's very nice of
them. I'm sure it has nothing to do with that.
Coincidence.
But that's done. Okay, now... this article makes me laugh. Senator Josh Hawley, Hawley, yeah, sure. Republican out of Missouri. Yeah, we don't talk a lot of politics here, but I had to bring this up because it's hilarious to me. So this U.S. senator is very heartbroken, quote unquote heartbroken, because apparently men today are watching porn and playing video games because their masculinity has been criticized. And he got really emotional about that.
And our masculinity is criticized?
Yeah. Yeah.
Senators, I mean, they don't know anything. We already know senators don't know anything. Look, if you're a senator, if you're even trying to be a senator, you might not know anything.
Yeah. Here, you want to hear the audio? Here, you got to hear this.
We'd be surprised that after years of being told that they are the problem, that their manhood is the problem, more and more men are withdrawing into the enclave of idleness and pornography and video games. I found the comment by one young man to a Wall Street Journal reporter particularly evocative and particularly heartbreaking. He said, "I'm sort of waiting for a light to come on, so I can figure out what to do next."
Good. Oh, man. Whatever, dude. Fuck off. That's all I got to say about that. Fuck off, man. Like the because obviously, you know, we've talked ad nauseum about like all these politicians, all these different people like blaming video games for, you know, the mass shootings in the world. And like, okay, well, mass shootings were happening before video games were even a thing. So, okay, yeah, let's just blame it on them. This is just another one of those things. Yeah, okay.
You know, like 80% of the men today were the men like 20 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Like we were still the same men when he was just running for Senate. So yeah. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? Like these senators, they're like borderline fucking pastures or whatever. Those weirdos are.
Oh yeah,
that,
well,
like,
well, now we're getting into politics, but like, I know, but like, you know, that's the problem because like, it's like, you know, we're gonna do this for the people, but it's because of God that's gonna get, you know, and it's just like, I don't know, that just makes me kind of like, I don't know, but I have the same problem with like a sports player thanking God for them winning the game. So it's like, so what you're saying is God helped the other team lose? Like, I don't know. Like to me, you know what I mean? Like it just doesn't. So there's a lot of that. So to not get too political, but yeah, that's my and hear me out. I have no problem with my masculinity, not even a little bit. I don't feel like, oh God, someone is you know, repressing me or anything like that. And I watch porn and I play video games.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's how life is.
Bocephus' newest quote for you. Do you want me to read it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeehaw, I'm Harry Potter, Verlaine 2021. That might be the best one yet. That might be the best one yet. So stupid. So dumb. So, all right. You ready to talk some TV movie shit?
Yeah, let me, like, can I start real quick?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's just, it's very, very easy. Mm-hmm. The next, what was supposed to be the next, like, feature film installment of Star Wars, not saying it was part of the story, but their mm-hmm. next big movie, Rogue Squadron, has been delayed infinitely.
Oh, yes.
Indefinitely. Yes. And that's kind of a good thing because, it's going to be a good thing yeah. because it was just going to be a fucking movie about pilots, like fucking pilots. Like, that's cool. But again, like, for me, like, Rogue One was okay, but like, they knew they needed some fucking Jedis in there. And they, even though they put them in the very fucking end, like, they knew it. So I don't know, but I think it's because they're now deciding that, hey, you know, they're making some quality fucking Disney Plus shows. Yeah. I don't know why they would choose that. If they're making more money that way somehow with
maybe
subscriptions.
That's, yeah, maybe that's what it is.
But like right now, like just the sounds of, you know, the new Obi-Wan, the new Mandalorian, Boba Fett, Ahsoka, like those in themselves are going to overshadow any other movie that is not Star Wars. That is not fucking part of the fucking what we know as Star Wars. Nothing's going to work right
yeah.
now. Yeah. So I'm not even fucking upset.
Okay.
And because the fact that like
you
she decides mad. To make a movie.
You
and
sound upset.
No, she named a movie after a Star Wars game and a Star Wars, I believe it's a comic book or a book.
Right.
And says, oh, it's going to be original. Then name it something original, you fucking dolt. Why would you name it Star Wars Rogue Squadron and then say you want it to be original? Like, that's so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad it's canceled.
Okay.
But there you go. Done.
Okay. All right. All right. You good? You good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have much of an opinion about it, you know me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, okay, that's fine. That's good. I'm glad you're passionate about it, at least. At least you got that going. Are you passionate about they finally have revealed the first character in the new FX TV series, Alien? Are you excited about that?
A little
that?
Bit.
Yeah?
A little bit.
They're saying, it says, this is the quote, FX is looking to cast a man in his early 30s, open ethnicity, to play Hermit. Hermit is a medic with the army. The prototype they are looking for is Domhnall Gleeson FX is also, oh, I see. They're also looking for a woman of any age, any ethnicity, to play Wendy. It's Hermit's sister, so... okay, so we got two names, Hermit, Wendy.
Well, here's the important part.
Okay.
And like the important part is that Wendy is his sister.
Right.
Wendy died and her consciousness is put into a soldier's body.
Oh, weird.
Now, okay. Yeah, so people don't like... It's weird because like when we left with Alien Covenant, that whole story, it's almost like even with the new game that the Fireteam Elite, like the humans, Weyland Yutani's hands in this is genetics. And they're not only trying to make the best alien species to like pretty much make soldiers as a weapon, but they're trying to make the best androids.
Yeah.
And this could be part of that now. Yeah. And now they've already done the blending of aliens and humans. And now maybe they're blending humans and androids, which is going to be, it's really weird, but like it's something new and it kind of fits in their universe. Unfortunately, I still would love to hear something Predator wise in it.
Yeah, that would be cool. I honestly, I think the first season won't have any of mention of it. It's like
the first season probably won't even you won't even see an alien until the very last
probably not.
One.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But I'll fucking watch it.
I know you will.
Yeah.
But that's cool. That's cool. But hey, so they're moving forward. At least we know that there's progress.
Yes. And Ridley Scott's part of it. Like he fucked up with Prometheus, but
yeah. You know, I've never seen Prometheus.
You don't really need to. It's really confusing.
It's
like,
the prequel, right? Isn't that
it's
before?
Yeah, so it was going to be a prequel. It took its own form. It went from like the origin of aliens to becoming the origin of everything.
No.
And that's where it became kind of its own movie. you had to kind of like sew the threads together to blend it into Alien. And then Alien Covenant came out to try to help you do that, which kind of didn't really help too much, but that's it.
Okay.
I love you all.
There you have it. There you have it. All right, let's move on from some aliens, and we'll go to Nintendo. As we know, there is going to be a Super Mario Brothers movie, and in a recent interview, the head guy, Miyamoto, said, "Well, the question was, are there any other movies to come?" And he says, "The Super Mario film is pretty much done, working on the last bit. Have a very good feeling about it, but we are very careful not to betray customers and meet expectations. Continue to work to polish the movie. We would like to roll out with other IPs for movies, etc. People should experience IP in a variety of ways, but going one by one, not say many... doing many IP movies at the same time." So, blah, 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 all that blah, blah, blah. Really, what he's trying to say is a Super Mario cinematic universe. Do we really need that? I don't know, man. I love Mario. I'm when it comes to the games, I'll play every one of them. I love them. But, like, I don't know. I don't really care to see it on screen, on a film. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not me.
Well, it's almost done. Look, he's involved, so that could be good.
You want to meet expectations? Get Charles Martinet to do the voice of Mario. You know what I mean? Like, that's fine. Like, well, we're good with that. That's, like, 100% what we want. But, yeah, I don't know. Kyle, you remember the question you asked him?
What question?
About like how long he's been voicing Mario, and he's gonna pull
an Optimus Prime.
Yeah. So like, we kind of want that, right? Like, because Optimus Prime went from cartoons, right? And then went to a movie, and it's using the same voice. So like, why? And it totally worked because it felt real. You know what I mean? It felt like it should feel like oh yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. But now when you see this and you're like, Chris Pratt as Mario.
Yeah. All right. Mario's supposed to be like a silly, it's silly. Like it's a silly kind of voice and a silly mannerism. He's a fucking cartoon. Look, I like Chris Pratt. I'm a fan. But I don't, it will take it out of me. Take me out of everything. I don't even know how it's going to succeed if it's just straight up fucking CGI. Even if Martinet was the voice, like, it's still fucking like, I'm still trying to get over that. Like, how are they going to make it? Sonic fits in the real world.
They did it perfectly.
Sonic, you could put in the real world. Mario, you can't, because Mario is a fucking human. Means every human has to look like him.
Which is why we were all like kind of freaking out when the Mario Odyssey was like in New York. And there was just regular people walking around.
There's regular people. So Mario's not a regular, he's not from Earth then.
Yeah, he's got to be an alien. That's got to be what it is, right? The only one I'm really looking forward to, and I know I just said get the original voices, but the only one I'm really looking forward to is Jack Black as Bowser.
Yeah.
I think that's a great fit, but at the same time, get the original.
Look, they didn't use him for the TV show, though. They used fucking, what's his name? Albino.
That's right.
What's his name?
But
the wrestler guy.
Yeah, but it only. You mean like the human
Super
character?
The Super Mario Super Show. Yeah. Look, he was Mario in the cartoon also.
Oh, that's right.
He was the voice. Right. They were both the voices. So I mean, like, I don't know. It would have been nice. It's a nice, I think maybe more people are pissed that it was Chris Pratt than it not being Charles Martinet, because a lot of people may not even fucking know.
Yeah.
So either way, I mean, we'll find out. It could be cool, but look, we already have their cinematic universe. It's Smash Brothers. Like, well, I don't need a fucking movie about Smash Brothers. And really, if you want to make a good Smash Brothers movie, you're going to have to put out about 50 fucking movies explaining who everybody is.
Yep.
Give us a Star Fox movie, dude.
That'd be sweet.
Humanoid animals works. Disney has proven it. That would be fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Star Fox. That's what we want. Well, that's what we need. A fucking Starbucks.
That's what we're asking for, but they won't do what we ask. They won't do it. They won't do it. Do you know what Marvel will do, though?
Anything.
I wouldn't say that. On November 12th, which is this Friday, I believe. Is that right? I'm going to double check that date. Mm-hmm. That's Friday, right? Yeah. The MCU's movies are getting an IMAX format on Disney Plus.
I don't have an IMAX theater.
I don't either. So I'm trying to figure out how this works. They're saying that it will be displayed as intended with an expanded aspect ratio of 1:90:1. I don't even know what that means.
It'll make your TV like you'll get bars again on your TV. Like when we used to have bars. Yeah. Now you're going to get bars again and it'll be like panoramic picture in your phone maybe.
So it'll be long.
It will be long in an IMAX theater.
Right. Well, that's why it should be in an IMAX theater, but
You know what though? Wait. I have an idea. Fucking VR. Because you can watch movies in VR on PlayStation VR. I'm going to try Disney Plus, put it on VR and see that. Because that could simulate the IMAX.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good point.
Jack would know. I think he's watched stuff in IMAX before.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well,
that's even in IMAX, like even if I could, like I wouldn't want to watch a movie like that in IMAX. I can't. I don't want to keep like having to physically turn my head to see what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Unless it's VR. Give me a VR movie. That'd be sweet. Yeah. Just walk around like the set as shit happens, like a character they don't see.
Yeah.
But I'm excited because Shang-Chi is hitting Disney Plus, and I really want to see that.
Dude, I can't wait. Dude, honestly, I really enjoyed it. Like, really fucking enjoyed it. And I didn't think I thought I was kind of probably like it, but I wasn't really sure. And like, if you like a kung fu movie, you know what I mean? It has that plus Marvel. You know what I mean? It's like everything. It's awesome. And I can't wait to see how they're going to fit it in with the other, you know, other characters, with the Avengers and all that. But I mean, once you see it, you'll be like, oh yeah, yeah, he totally fits. But yeah, it's so good, dude. It's so good. Although I'm hearing the Eternals is very slow and very boring.
Kind of like their action figures.
Yeah, I haven't got a chance to watch it, but yeah.
The Eternals is like the Marvel Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
You know what else I'm
starting to realize? Because nobody cares about them.
Every single person that comes out now, if they are not, if them coming out at this point is not an origin, they always have to explain where they were for Thanos.
Right.
Like they always have to, because we expect it now. It's like, oh, okay, well, why weren't you there? They had to explain it with Captain Marvel. They had to explain it with the Eternals. They're going to have to explain it with anyone who already exists in the world.
Right.
Where were you for fucking Thanos?
Right.
And eventually we're going to get sick and tired of, oh, Thanos wasn't a threat. He wasn't a fucking threat. Like, really?
Okay.
Like, he erased 50% of existence, like, in the universe.
Beings,
like,
not just humans.
There's other planets that should be after that fucking dude.
Right. But only Earth and Asgard.
Only the Avengers knew about it. It's like, how many times is our planet saved and we never even hear about it?
We don't have no idea. Yeah.
Millions.
I guess that's the point, right? We should.
Spider-Man saves our fucking planet like every day.
It's true.
Once a day.
Wait, how?
I don't know. He's fucking Spider-Man.
You said it, so I don't know. What does that mean? All right, whatever. Sticking with Marvel, the last thing I have is we finally got a trailer for Morbius.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Jared Leto.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an interesting line at the end of it, at the end of their little teaser thing that they did, let me play it for you, and then we'll go from there.
It'll be fun to see where we could go with that. There's a web of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's related to Spider-Man? Is that what's going on? Is that
100%. Okay. The first teaser we saw, remember, it panned through it like a building. It was almost like an alley. And it there was a picture, well, maybe it wasn't Allie, but there was a wall and it had a picture of Spider-Man on it, but it was the video game version of Spider-Man.
Mm.
And like people didn't like him. So it's still going to be, this is going to be in the whole, everybody knows who Peter Parker is now.
Well, not only that, well, he also mentioned a couple other things in the actual trailer. Another one he mentioned was, they asked him who he was. Do you remember what he said?
Oh, yeah. He's like, I am Venom.
I am Venom. So, which means that the Venom, because Morbius is in the MCU, right? Isn't that what they're
well,
doing?
He's in the Sony. Oh,
I see. I assumed he was in the MCU.
No, okay. So this is So this is a Sony. The only
gotcha.
So okay. Doctor Strange is kind of going to be in this Sonyverse for a second, and then after Spider-Man, I'm thinking everything's going to break away again, and we're not going to get this blending of shit anymore.
Yeah.
However, the Vulture again. I think he was in the very first teaser,
which is MCU. So that's the connection.
So here's the thing. Now we can let's jump to real quick the new Spider-Man poster that was revealed. You saw it?
Yes.
For the movie. Mm-hmm. So you know to make it short, like pretty much there's Octopus's tentacles, and then in the very, very background you can see the Green Goblin flying right. around, mm-hmm. and then there's lightning representing Electro, and then there's sand stormy things coming out representing Sandman. Now we have four people, and we need six. Those six people, Vulture's one of them. The sixth person is either Morbius or Venom, though we're not going to see him until the next Spider-Man movie. One of those two people is going to be the sixth, unless Mysterio comes back.
Yeah.
It could be Mysterio and Vulture.
But Mysterio doesn't have powers.
Right, and Mysterio is dead.
Yeah, well,
but Mysterio is still like almost like a David Copperfield.
Sure,
like, you know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure,
so,
sure, sure.
But assuming he really is, he's just dead and they don't try to bring him back. Like, you know, we almost have the Sinister Six unless they also bring back Rhino. But we have seen nothing. Rhino's kind of retarded.
Rhino's dumb. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I didn't like the way they, like, I just don't like Rhino as a character. It's stupid. Yeah. He's just stupid. But I like where they're going, because right now they have enough to build their own universe
yeah.
in Sony. Now they didn't before, and they knew it, and that's why they needed to like give us Spider-Man,
yeah.
us as in the Marvel people.
Sure, us like you own it.
It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be something that now there's gonna be reasons to watch both.
Yeah.
You know, like they're really like any Marvel, like even Venom when it came out, I was like, dude, without Spider-Man, like I don't really need to see it. Like it took me a while to see Venom because I didn't think it could work without Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, that's excited. Cool. It's something to look forward to. I'm definitely going to go see the new Morbius. I think it looks pretty cool. My wife's not a big Leto fan, so it'll probably be just.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like,
Dude,
although I haven't seen the new Venom yet. I got to see that.
Yeah, I want to see it too.
Have you seen the first one?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
It was not bad. It was okay. Better than I thought.
Yeah, it was okay. It was all right. It was kind of stupid. It's fine.
A little too much comedy, but that's how you make it a good guy story.
Yeah. I get
Otherwise, it's just.
Yeah. He's still biting people's heads off.
Yeah. But I mean, look, that's kind of how Venom was. I mean, he did not kill the innocent.
Right.
So that kind of makes him.
Well, anti-hero as they call
right.
it. Right.
The only innocent or the only person he wanted to kill was Spider-Man.
And well, that too. Yeah. But I mean, the same with like Deadpool, you know, he's definitely
going to kill innocent. Punisher doesn't kill the innocent.
Right.
Ghost Rider doesn't kill the innocent.
Yeah. Or Ghost Rider can't. I think that's a thing, right? Or whatever.
No, I think you're thinking Nicolas Cage can't.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And on that, that's where we're going to leave you, unless you have anything else.
No, I don't.
On that note. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. If you were watching us live, thank you so much. Thank you so much for downloading the show. We get our numbers through downloads. So actually downloading the show really helps us. and we appreciate that. But real quick, again, this weekend, Verlaine, you're going to be there, right? You're going to be there.
I will be
at the Cleveland Gaming Classic in Westlake on Saturday at noon. That's when it starts. You guys can meet Master Daniel Pacina, Kerry Haskins. Is that her name? Kerry Haskins. Mm-hmm. The original Sonya Blade, the original. I guess he was multiple characters, right? Yeah. It's going to be a great, great show. We were there, like I said, 2 years ago. We were there at the live show last year for during the pandemic. We did the digital version, which was fun. But they're bringing it back. Tom's a great guy, and you guys all should go out to this show because it's fun. If you're a gamer, this is fun. This is definitely fun. So. Anything you want to say about it?
I liked it.
I remember
the announcer from NBA Jam was there.
Yes, that's right.
2 years ago.
Yeah, right. I think we'll leave you with that. And what I always say before we leave is, it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Sir.
I love you.
Turd nuggets.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.